Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, welcome back. Nice to catch up once again. Got a question in from someone who's been listening to these podcasts for a long, long time. He's South African based in the US, and he's well and truly sucked into the Comrades Marathon. I recall he said he was only coming back for one. Danny Suskin, he's in it for the long haul. Sounds like he's going for green. I love that, Danny. He said, here's a question for you to consider. He said, for runners from outside the US or any other country that requires significant travel and time zone change, is it too much to do both the Old Mutual Two Oceans and the Comrades Marathon in the same year? He desperately wants to do Two Oceans but doesn't want to miss Comrades either. I think that's a question from someone who's sucked into Comrades good and proper.
Yeah, look, obviously it's very possible to do both. Of course, the time required to do justice to both is possibly the limiting factor, because depending on what time zone you're coming from, you know, we typically look at one day per hour of time zone you're changing to make a full adaptation to the new time zone. So obviously, when you're coming down for Comrades, it's ideal that you come in more than a week before the race, or depending where you're coming from, and same for Two Oceans. Now, having said that, the worst day to compete on is 4 days. So you either want to make sure that you stay longer than 4 days, or you want to make sure that you compete before the fourth day arrives. But in terms of what it takes out of your body to shoot across the two time zones, if you come in quite late and turn around and go back, sure, you'll be a bit tired the next week, but from a time zone perspective, it won't have affected you that much. And, you know, after doing a race like the Two Oceans, it's probably not a bad idea to have an easy week. So just schedule an easy week in your training so that when you do get back and you are tired, you don't have all these feelings of guilt about missing out on training. And then you keep going on your training again once you've been home for a week.
There we go, Danny. I hope that helps. Or just stay in South Africa from April to Comrades. It's a solution, but probably not practical. Danny, thank you so much for that question. Don't forget, you can get yours in too. All you need to do is head over to AskCoachPerry.com and submit it. And who knows, we could be answering yours on the next edition.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.